We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're still talking to John Clayton, our 93.7 The Fan NFL insider. Braddock Zone, one of the most dialed-in people in the NFL right now. And, John, I want you to look inside your crystal ball and tell us where Jameis Winston's going to play football in 2020.
My crystal ball right now is clouded because I don't know where he's going to play. Because when you look at the landscape, and this is also affecting Cam Newton, is that you can say what you – most of the jobs are already taken. Now, again, it doesn't look like, New England very well could take the position. We're going to go with Brian Hoyer, Jared Stidham, and then maybe draft Jordan Love in the first round. But, that could be a possibility. But I think in that case, it would be more Cam Newton than it would be Jameis Winston. Okay, so now you look at the Chargers. The Chargers, they have to decide if they want to be content having, Tyrod Taylor and then maybe drafting Justin Herbert out of Oregon. And that's a very solid possibility. But, they may kick the tires on Jameis. They may kick the tires on Cam Newton. But the problem that Newton has is that, no ability to go get that physical. And clearly with the shoulder injuries and the problems that he's had, with Liz Frank, he's not going to be able to go anywhere. So he's on hold. Jameis Winston's on hold. And the crystal ball remains cloudy.
John, to what degree do you think Jameis Winston could fit in Pittsburgh? And the only reason I bring it up is because the finances, I think, could work, given what Ryan Tannehill got when he ended up getting traded to Tennessee and what his contract looked like there, and comparing his career arc through the first several seasons to what Winston did in Tampa. Would that work if they could find a financial number if Winston's market completely cratered?
No, it would not work. I mean, first off, this is a quarterback who wants $30 million. Secondly, I think the only thing that he would have a fit in Pittsburgh would be maybe buying a season ticket, but there's a waiting list. So I just don't see it. He's not going to be content being a backup. He'll struggle with that. At this stage, this is Ben Roethlisberger's team, and it's going to be Ben Roethlisberger's team for two more years, which I think is kind of interesting when you look at the dynamics of how the quarterback moves have made, because, we're seeing kind of the final few holes from some of these great quarterbacks. 2 years for Ben Roethlisberger, 2 years for Tom Brady, 1 year for Phillip Rivers, but you figure he may turn that into two, and then a 2 year commitment by Drew Brees. And 3 years from now, they'll all be gone.
John, how did the Saints convince Teddy Bridgewater, when it was clearly Drew Brees' team, to not only go there initially, but then stay there when there was last offseason some demand for his services? Because am I wrong to put Jameis Winston and Teddy Bridgewater in the same sentence?
Well, here's what – it's the same thing that, that Jameis Winston's understanding right now and Cam Newton's understanding. You go through the first week of free agency, and if you don't have anything, then or anything that's satisfying, and naturally Teddy was looking for a starting job. So what ended up happening last year, there was interest after about a week to go down to the Miami Dolphins. Well, he realized that was going to be a horrible decision to go down there, so he would rather make less money and take a job as a backup in New Orleans as opposed to going to Miami and having 11 or 12 wins pinned on his resume. So you can understand his rationale, and clearly it worked out well for him now because he was able to come out, even though it wasn't a big deal. He gets the 3-year, $21 million deal from the Carolina Panthers.
Well, that's why I was hoping the Steelers could sell Winston on the same kind of situation where he was obviously Big Ben's backup, but there was the chance for him to slide in like we've seen Scott Mitchell, Rob Johnson, Teddy Bridgewater do, and maybe there's a payday that way. Because I don't think, like, for example, going to Jacksonville with a lame duck coach and trying to beat out Gardner Minshew is a better situation than he'd find here in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but again, it's like and you can see every deal coming out now, for the most part, is all a one-year deal,
yeah.
Right? And so you look at that, and it's like, okay, but there's a two-year commitment right now that Ben Roethlisberger has. And remember, I mean, he restructured his contract and, you know, put more on the cap in the future to be able to say. So again, I mean, you can sign somebody for a 1 year, but again, he'll be leaving after a year. What did you really gain?
Well, you just gain insurance, because I know I personally don't like the guys they have behind Big Ben at quarterback.
Well, there is a draft, and there's guys on the street that they can look at and sign. But again, to bring in a starter like that, and go back to when Colin Kaepernick was out there, and let's put the politics aside, just the football part of it. I mean, Pete Carroll was really interested in Colin Kaepernick. And so he came out for a visit here in Seattle, and they sat down and talked. And naturally, Pete's going to ask some real cryptic-type questions. And it's like, okay, so can you accept the idea of playing behind Russell Wilson, who never misses a game and never misses a snap? And, you know, what Pete said the next day after the visit, he says, well, I got the feeling that Colin Kaepernick preferred to be a starting quarterback. Well, there wasn't a starting job available. That may be the case for Jameis Winston, but you have to understand, it's like, can that player accept, after his being a starter his entire life, to being a backup? I mean, I thought one of the more interesting things that happened was Marcus Mariota, because here's Mariota, who could have been a candidate for the New England Patriots, because I know Josh McDaniels liked him. He ended up taking $8.8 million a year to accept being a backup with the Las Vegas Raiders. And so there's a lot of incentive in his contract. It's not out of the question that, you know, at some point Derek Carr gets benched and Mariota gets a start. But even he was willing to do it. But I think, you know, Jameis Winston may not.
John, what was your impression of the Eric Ebron signing by the Steelers?
Intriguing, because they've got a financial commitment, particularly having redone Vance McDonald's contract. But Ebron's a good tight end, and so now the question is going to be: are they going to be more of a two tight end offense? Because now you've got two well paid or decently paid guys. But I thought the Ebron thing was kind of interesting, because he's a good player.
I've called him low risk, high reward, John. But I've also talked to some people that say that he's kind of a high strung guy that will bring some baggage to a team. Can you elaborate on that maybe?
That I can. I think, well, let's put it this way. You go back to the Detroit, and isn't there a lot of that there? I mean,
yeah.
I think what ends up happening, Detroit's locker room has been so volatile, so strange, and it didn't really work out for him in Detroit, but it worked out well for him in Indianapolis. So, yeah, maybe there's a little bit of there, but I think it's more the Detroit thing, but that's so far in the past.
The thing that worries me about him, John, about Ebron specifically, is he's a no-block, all-catch, or, you know, he's exclusively a receiver. He's kind of a tight end wide receiver hybrid. And yet he drops the ball at a higher rate than pretty much any tight end in the league. That does not seem like a good quality for a guy that isn't bringing anything else to the table.
Well, that's why he probably comes in as the number two as opposed to the number one. And so now what he has to make sure that he does is to concentrate on catching the ball. And his situation is probably not that much different than what he had in Indianapolis, because Jack Doyle was the legitimate starter, and then he was the number two. So it's just kind of the same role, different city.
We're talking to John Clayton, our 93.7 The Fan NFL Insider. Kevin Colbert came out today and said basically he's putting things on pause as far as free agency goes, not because of the coronavirus scare, but because he thinks the team right now is pretty much set as it is, John. So you've got the Chiefs clearly as the number one team in the AFC, then probably the Ravens. Would you have the Steelers third?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, because right now, I mean, for the first time in two decades, we have to throw New England aside. And so, yeah, I would put the Steelers third, because, you know, the question is, where do you put Houston? Because, they made a horrible trade with DeAndre Hopkins. And so their offense isn't as good, and now they have a very upset quarterback. If you watched what he kind of tweeted out the other day,
what did he tweet out?
Not too happy. Basically, he tweeted out a song, but basically the kind of the way the song goes, I'm not going to sing it because I can't remember what the song is and I can't get the rhythm to it. But basically, what he was basically saying is that, do I have to really do good with less? And that's what it comes down to, because that's his best receiver. That's an all-decade wide receiver that they traded away. And then on top of it, they pull in a $13 million running back, and now they're less at wide receiver. So, you know, when you look at the hierarchy of the AFC, and that's where I think it's really fascinating, because again, in the NFC, you've got 12 quarterbacks all starting making $21 million or more. You've got about 9 to 11 guys in the AFC that are still in their rookie contracts that are going to end up starting. And of course, I'm also probably including, you know, Joe Burrow. We'll see about New England and all that stuff. But the, you know, quarterbacks drive everything. And the three young quarterbacks right now are, have now moved into that lead area, with Ben Roethlisberger being right next door.
So what happens in Houston? Does Bill O'Brien, the GM, fire Bill O'Brien, the head coach? Or, you know, how does that work? Because, my goodness, well, if I were a fan of that team, John, I would not want him around in either capacity.
No, no. Because, I mean, you know, because what it comes down to is that, you know, how much shorter is the window for that team? Because now they've made all those draft choice trades, you know, no first rounders for a couple years, and, you know, no ability to try to, you know, get better. And, you know, again, what holds them up right now is Deshaun Watson. And if Deshaun Watson, you know, is not happy, you know, is he really going to re-sign with that team? Now, again, they could put the first year, fifth year option on him to keep him for another year and franchise him so they can mandate he stay there for 2 years. But, you know, as Watson goes, that's where the team goes. But right now, the team, I think, is going to be on the verge of being passed by Indianapolis and maybe by Tennessee.
John Clayton, our guest. John, this is a hypothetical. But then again, the Steelers have been more willing, it seems, to make big splashy trades and big moves. Given what the Bills got gave up to get Stephon Diggs, if the Steelers gauged the league's interest on Juju Smith-Schuster, who is not under contract beyond 2020, he's going into the final year of his deal, what kind of interest do you think they'd get? Do you think he's worth a first-round pick?
No. No, it's not worth a first-round pick, but maybe a third, something like that. But, boy, if you make that trade, now, again, you can replace some things in this draft, but then, you know, the issue you have, if you're replacing too many and there's no mini camp and there's no OTAs and just maybe starting in training camp, you know, to think that you're going to get two rookies to, you know, fill that void, that's almost impossible. That's going to be very difficult to do. So, no, I think that, you know, it would be a consideration. But again, you want players right now because, you know, you trade away your best wide receiver. Remember, you're still in that two-year cycle with Ben Roethlisberger. You want to get as good as you can and not have to play the game as far as, you know, trades and get draft choices and that.
John, I'm curious, since most people seem to be counting New England out as a serious contender this year, and the word rebuild, at least in some way, has been thrown around with them. If Bill Belichick really craters, if that team craters this year and goes something like, you know, 6-10, 5-11, how much does that hurt him in terms of his legacy there? The minute Tom Brady's gone, things suddenly go to pot.
Yeah, I mean, if that happens, it's not like they're not tanking. We know that. But if they do that, it almost goes back to when they drafted Richard Seymour. You know, they had a bad year, and they came back, and they were able to get Richard Seymour. So it's like if they take a step back and then bounce forward, then they can come through. But what you look at right now, and this is the curious thing, is that you know, they're down roughly, what, 10 guys right now because they've lost 8 guys in unrestricted free agency. They cut their kicker, Steven Gutkowski. You know, they traded Doran Harmon, a safety. So they're down about 10 players, and all they've brought in is a fullback, a couple special teams players, you know, a third, fourth wide, actually a fourth wide receiver, Damier Byrd. And it's like, okay, so what are you doing, Bill, to replace, you know, the two or three starters you had on defense and your best quarterback and the greatest quarterback of all time? So it's a very curious thing what's going on there. But again, you can't rule out Bill Belichick because he'll find some way to get something done.
John, do you think the draft goes off as planned?
I think right now, yeah, because, you know, it's kind of a mandate from Roger Goodell. You know, because I thought the wise thing to do, it's delay the start of free agency. Well, that would have been a mistake. Because, I mean, look at the fact now, if you were starting free agency this week, now there's less ability for teams to work on it. Because you can't have guys take physicals. You can't have, all the offices are closed now. I mean, they're going to be closed at least through April the 8th. And so it would have been much tougher. And out of all this, you know, there's been over 140 guys that have moved to different teams. And so now you know where your roster is there in time to be able to do that. And then secondly, more than like 220 players off the 383 are all taken care of now. So it turned out that Roger made a good decision on that. I don't know if this is a good decision because it's going to be that much tougher because nobody pretty much is going to be in a conference room trying to do this. So I think that know, they'll evaluate it. But like anything going on in this country right now, sports-wise or anything else, you know, you judge things on a daily basis.
John Clayton.
John.
Go ahead, Chris.
I was going to say, assuming it does, just play, you know, we'll push it forward into the future here. Assuming the draft does go off as planned on its originally scheduled dates, what persons within an organization does that put the most stress on to have done their jobs really well? Is that one where if you have great advanced scouts, great people, boots on the ground, you're going to end up having a better draft? How does that stress a front office in different ways?
Well, big time, because again, you don't have that communication going on. Sure, you can have everybody on a conference call, you can have everybody on Skype or whatever it's going to be, but it'll be more of a frenzy because it's a lot easier to talk in person with everybody as opposed to communication. And of course, the other issue too is that sometimes, because I know I don't know what issues you've had at the station and all that stuff, but I know a couple weeks ago, or what was it, a week ago or 2 weeks ago, that everybody was on remote, but you have problems, guys click off here, click off there. And so all of a sudden, if you have some guy that was your main scout for a certain area, and all of a sudden his everything goes down as far as the communication, and you got problems there. So there's a lot of things. But the general manager has a big stress on all this.
John Clayton, our 93.7 The Fan NFL Insider. Good to hear he's holding up okay in Seattle. John, we'll do it again next week, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
There you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.